All right, Marshall Welton, my apologies. I thought you were around 15th, but no, this is one of your better races. I know you did like 11-12 one moto, but no, you were good.
Yeah, 12-11. Definitely got some gifts there in the second moto with some guys going down, but I'm going to take every position I can get. And
this doesn't seem like your type of track either, like from where you grew up, Michigan, and you know where we saw you do well at.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I've been riding in California so much, but I had I had a lot of confidence coming into this weekend. I knew I was going to do good. I knew my bike handles well on this chop and all this. I think the Suzuki set up really well for these conditions and got a really good engine and suspension package for the chop. So I was like, I knew it was going to be like a good weekend for me.
When you're out there and you know, Benny went 9-9, you probably saw him a little bit. Freddie was up there in one of the motos. Those are the guys that, I mean, obviously you want to beat the Craigs in the of the world, but when you look at those guys, are those the ones that motivate you a little bit?
For sure, those are my targets right now. Yeah. That's my little crew I'm trying to hang with, and you know, Shane's kind of been in that realm, and you know, me and Brandon seem to battle every weekend. He had a tough go with some big crashes on the start this weekend, but that's for sure kind of my target group. So if I can keep moving up towards, you know, Benny's been on it lately, so definitely I got a target on Benny's back at the moment.
Hey, your eye looks fucking gross. What'd you do?
Yeah, so team owner Dustin, he used to race and stuff, so he's like, yo, you're checking up way too much over that wall. We need to let the bike roll off it. So I just took that to heart, and I let it roll, and I rolled like JS7 at Daytona, and I went so far, and I landed. I don't know why, but I didn't like tense up my core or anything, and I just smacked my head right off the crossbar pad, and I crashed really hard.
Oh my God, really? I would have loved to have seen that. That was probably disgusting.
It was a good one.
But, and a black eye.
Yeah, big black eye. A few other little bruises, but we're fine.
They toughed this out, Marsh. I didn't realize we had adversity today. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, me and Amar had like a 20-minute battle on the second moto. I'm sure he's not stoked with eating my dirt all the way up the hill every moto.
Yeah, he was right behind you, basically couldn't make it to happen.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever beat Alex straight up, so I had to do it to kind of not, you know, check that box. Yeah.
Update from Phil, the arm is still not great, and we're hoping to race Unadilla. Do we have a further update?
That's all he's told me, too, is Dilla, so... Okay. I mean, he's grit, so if he can race, he's for sure going to race, and that's his home one, so... Right. I hope he is, and I'd like to race him this year, at least a little bit, because it would suck for him to be putting in all this work right now for nothing, but... I have confidence he'll be back.
Last thing, again... We talked about, you know, what race did you really good at?
I had a 10th at Redbud.
Okay, at Redbud. We talked to Redbud. You were in a van. You're privateering it. You're picked up by these guys. You're 10th overall. You know, you've never come close to that.
Yep.
National things did well here. You're rolling. Now I hear MX2 World Supercross spot for you. Dude, it's like a twisted tee. It's the greatest thing ever for you. This is really working out.
Yeah, things are happening. Definitely moving in the right direction and just trying to keep putting in the work, and it's like it seems like still the more like expectations I put on myself with the results and numbers, I get like frustrated and spun out. So I kind of just forget about that and just keep trying to ride my bike. So whatever happens, happens. Kind
of a long way from the quick strap, but the, you know, like I mean, really, you think about it, the quick strap was maybe the low point of your life.
And mailbox numbers.
And mailbox numbers. That's and here
worse
you are.
Than the kick strap. The quick strap was the mailbox numbers.
And now you could be World Supercross bound and have a ride and find a home and all of that. It's a really cool story.
Yeah, it'd be nice to like pay my bills like without worrying.
Good job, Marsh. Thanks, man.
Thank you.